You are listening to Intrepid Healthcare's exclusive coverage of the Gulf Coast Hymns Chapter's Fall Conference. Welcome to GC3 Hymns, direct from New Orleans, Louisiana. Our coverage is brought to you by Javion, changing healthcare one prediction at a time. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Joe Lavelle.
All right, Todd and Joe live from New Orleans, Louisiana. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Joe Lavelle. Joe, I think this is our final conversation for our day one coverage here at GC3 Hymns. What a great day it's been.
Thought leaders everywhere, Todd.
I mean, the amazing things that are happening, amazing people, amazing organizations just doing amazing stuff. It's inspiring. And I assume our next guest will no doubt awe us. But before we do that and introduce him, quick shout out to our sponsor, Javion. What a great partner.
It's been a great partner for us, Todd. And not only are they a great company, but they're great people, and they've turned out to be really good friends of ours as well.
Absolutely. Well, let's make this next guest a friend of ours as well. Say hello to Jeff Robbins. He's the president of Dynamic Health IT. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd and Joe. I really appreciate being here and appreciate the time.
Well, we appreciate you giving us some time to share with us. Before we get into our conversation, Jeff, take a quick second, inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Great. Yeah, I'd like to do that. So I've been on healthcare IT going on 30 years now, so I guess I might sound a little bit antiquated, but interestingly enough, back in the mid-80s, I was working for a startup company. It was started by a couple guys from MIT, and they had this radical idea that doctors would actually get online with computers and put in diagnostic information and look up information about their patients and so on and so forth. So that was kind of a good intro to the industry for me, and I've been around since then, kicking around between vendors. I worked at Georgetown University Hospital in D.C. I was an IS director there for a couple of years, and then started Dynamic Health IT back in 99, and we've been going strong since then.
That's great.
So give us the 10,000-foot view of Dynamic Health IT. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
We started in 99. At that point, it was just me basically doing HL7 interface consulting, development, support, and gradually building up a client base, mainly working with the interface engine called Cloverleaf back then. And we still do a lot of Cloverleaf development and support to this day. But a few years in, I kind of decided, hey, it'd be nice to have a low-cost interface engine that could appeal to some of the other institutions, not just like large hospital and health systems, but, even doctor's office and labs and so on and so forth. And rather than developing something, I was lucky enough to kind of stumble across a product called HL7 Connect from a company in Australia. It was actually recommended by the CIO of a small hospital system in Alabama. His developers had downloaded the product and just started building interface like crazy and loved it. So we started developing our own HL7 solutions based on HL7 Connect, and gradually developed a partnership with them, and we now are an exclusive professional services provider for HL7 Connect in North America, and we have a number of hospital clients and just all kind of healthcare providers, imaging centers, laboratories, and so on and so forth. And our business with HL7 Connect and the HL7 interface development and support has kind of morphed into something bigger. For a while, we were doing all of the interface development and support for a company called Empower Systems, and that's a company that was started by a couple of ER docs who went off and developed their own software for the hospital emergency rooms and used HL7 Connect embedded in their product. So anyway, we're doing all the interface development support for them, and they decided they wanted to get certified for meaningful use. In fact, they wanted to be one of the first vendors out there certified, and this was back about over 4 years ago now. So since we were already doing all their HL7, they said, okay, you guys at Dynamic Health IT, we're going to slice up the pie here for what we need to do for meaningful use certification. So we're going to give you guys all the interoperability pieces. So that was the different HL7 interfaces and some of the XML stuff, CCDs, and quality measures and all that stuff. So that was a big learning curve for us. A lot of it was new, but we put in a lot of nights and weekends, and we got it done. They got certified in a month and a half, believe it or not, which was a very aggressive timetable. So we came away from that, and we said, hey, we can help other IT vendors get certified for meaningful use because we developed the software and this expertise. So since then, we've worked with probably around 50 or so vendors to help them get certified for stage one meaningful use and stage two meaningful use. Along the way, we developed some products, quality measure solution, patient portal, so on, that we've also productized for healthcare providers. So
you have two main customers, providers and vendors as well.
Exactly.
Both in the meaningful use space?
Yeah. Well, we're still doing a lot of the HL7 interface development and support too. And we've got some long-term customers who've used us, basically outsourced their HL7 to us for going on 10 years now or even longer. So that's been a nice service for us as well. And we really value the long-term customer relationships we've built up over the years.
Great. What sorts of vendors did you work with to get certified? Were they ambulatory HR? Was there a specific category that made sense for you to, as you built your practice there?
Yeah, that's a good question, Joe. And actually, it's kind of been across the board. We've, interestingly enough, we've worked with some behavioral health EHR vendors, chiropractic, but it's really, we've done a dental software. We worked with the company that has software for over 900 dentists, and we've done inpatient hospital vendors as well. So it's been pretty much all across the board with that.
I'm still thinking about you saying you've been in the industry 30 years.
Almost 30 years.
Almost 30 years. So it was wrong to say 30 plus. Sorry.
Making me even older than I am.
Right when we were born, Tom.
A lot. Yeah, right. A lot has changed in that time. And I was struck by you were talking about that early example of someday doctors are going to do all these amazing things. I mean, what has kept you? What has driven you to stay in this space for that long? And do you think that we are living up to that vision and exceeding it? I mean, why are you so passionate to stay in this space for that long?
That's a great question. And interestingly enough, the things that that company was trying to do in the 80s, some of that stuff we're still kind of struggling with today. And the technology has really advanced so far. So, you know, I've kind of had a drive to get healthcare IT has kind of always been behind some of the other industries like banking and whatnot and retail. And in a way, that's been frustrating, but in a way, it's been a really good opportunity. And especially with this meaningful use stuff, I know a lot of people complain about it and, hey, it's a government program. It's not perfect. You know, some of the rules they put in place for meaningful use probably were kind of not too helpful, but others were really good. And we've been kind of riding that wave and helping the vendors and the providers with meaningful use. And hopefully that'll help us get down the road towards interoperability and a shared medical record that would be a huge boon to the industry and to patient health in general.
Jeff, one of the things I know you're well known for is your turnkey solutions around HL7. Tell us about that, how that benefits your customers, and is that something you plan on continuing to grow in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, we were fortunate enough to develop this relationship with Kestrel, which is the parent company for HL7 Connect in Australia. And we loved the product from the beginning. It was real, it's Microsoft-based, so, you know, everyone knows Microsoft Windows, you know, and it runs through a web browser, so you don't have to install a client software on each computer. You can use your favorite browser, whatever it might be, whether it's Google Chrome or Internet Explorer or whatnot. And it's easy to build the interfaces. So we, and a very, very inexpensive, affordable, but it scales up. We have multi-hospital systems. One of our customers is LifeCare, and they have 27 LTACs throughout the country running all their interfaces through one HL7 Connect server. And it's not even a big server. It's maybe got 4 gig of RAM on it or something. So it's a really nice product. It's the entry-level cost is pretty low, but it scales up. And we've been able to offer that to all different types of healthcare providers. And we have kind of a range of services. Like North Oaks is one of our customers, which is across the lake here in Hammond, just across Lake Pontchartrain. But they converted off of a Cloverleaf interface engine, which was running on Unix. And they didn't really like Unix because that wasn't the technology model for them. And they found it difficult to use and all that. So we helped them get started. We built some of their interfaces. We trained them, and they've been running with it ever since. I don't think we've even talked to them for the past year or so because they're busy running it themselves. That's but then great. We have some other smaller healthcare entities that they said, you know, we don't really want to have an in-house expert on HL7 because we can't really afford that, and we have a very small IT shop. So you guys, Dynamic Health IT, you just handle it for us, and you act as our HL7 interface department. So we have all different models, and because we're a smaller company, we can be flexible in tailoring our services to the customer needs. So
that agility is so critical. You know, you made the comment earlier that healthcare industry has been slower to adopt change and technology versus banking, for instance. Are you seeing the industry as a whole turn that corner? Are we catching up? Are we now saying, oh my goodness, it's time to embrace all what's possible here because you can do some amazing things? I mean, I guess I'm just really asking, is the industry turning around now?
You know, there's some areas where I see a lot of promising things happening and then others maybe not so much. One of the things that comes to mind, and this actually ties in with HL7 and the HL7 Connect interface engine, is there's an initiative going on to simplify interoperability and these interfaces that are so pervasive in healthcare and require a lot of maintenance and a high level of expertise to develop and support. And actually, one of the main people behind that initiative, and the initiative is called Fast Health Integration Resources, or FHIR is the acronym. And one of the main guys behind that is a guy named Graham Grieve, who is actually also the architect for HL7 Connect. And he kind of looked at what was going on with HL7 and interfaces and interoperability, and it seemed like it was getting just more complex and more arcane, and you were required to have a higher and higher level of expertise. In fact, a guy named John Halamka, who's one of the gurus in healthcare IT, you know, he says some of this new stuff, you really have to have a PhD even to understand it. So they're like, let's try and look at what other industries are doing and then look at our main use cases and develop something for that, and maybe not try and address all the different arcane scenarios and simplify it and use the technology. And that's what FHIR is. And to me, that's very promising. And I think that's going to make a big difference.
I think you're right. I think it will. You know, one of the main topics on our show this year has been about patient engagement. I know you guys have a patient portal. How's your portal different from others?
Interestingly enough, our portal kind of evolved from what we were doing with vendors to help the vendors get certified for high tech and for meaningful use. And we didn't really start off being a portal vendor, but you know, our portal was used by these different vendors to get certified. And then we said, hey, you know, this is something that we could also offer on the provider side. And I guess the main difference with our portal, well, there's a few things. Number one, we don't try and have every bell and whistle, but it's very robust and it's easy to implement. In fact, Prime Healthcare, which is our largest customer for the portal, they've got over 20, maybe going on 30 or 40 hospitals up and running on the portal now. We're able to get a hospital up and running on our portal within a matter of just a couple days, less than a week, which is a huge benefit to them, to these healthcare providers. They don't want to have to wait months, especially when they're trying to meet timetables for meaningful use. But, you know, our portal is really focused on exchanging clinical documents and getting the clinical data to the patient. So that's kind of the main driver behind it and why we've had success with it.
Jeff, when I think of a patient portal, it's obvious that that's what we should be doing. And if implemented and utilized appropriately, it's going to change how we deliver healthcare. But is it working? I mean, are you, these hospitals you mentioned that are deploying your portal, are the patients getting engaged with it? Are they doing things? Are you starting to see real results in improved care?
I haven't really been too involved in that end, but, you know, just my personal soapbox is it seems like these portals are really kind of propagating, and it's everybody's having a portal. And I would like to, aside from my business interest, and of course I'd like to have business for Dynamic Health IT, and we always take care of our customers, but I think overall for the patient, it'd be nice to have one portal which could have data from your OBGYN, your orthopedist, your hospital that you went to, this other hospital that maybe you had to go to the ER when you were at the beach or whatever, in one location, rather than, I think it's going to be real hard for patients to go to all these different portals and try and assemble the data. So hopefully there'll be some initiative in that area.
Maybe Dynamic Health will come out with that product next year.
I was just going to say, there's the 2016-2017 business
right,
offer.
Now you got a business plan for us. I'm liking
you
that.
We want a cut, Jeff, just so you know. All right, Jeff, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Dynamic Health IT?
Well, I would encourage people to visit our website, www.dynamichealthit.com, and just fill out an info request, and we'd love to chat with you and give you a call.
Jeff Robbins, the president of Dynamic Health IT, great pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, Joe, day one, that's a wrap. What a great day. I'm looking forward to day two. Promises to be as scintillating as today.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that wraps our day one coverage from GC3 HIMSS. We'll see you tomorrow, live from New Orleans, on Intrepid Healthcare.